Beloveds, well, I'm very thankful that I came to this place. I have felt both sadness, anger, and joy. And I can see myself in so many new ways. I want to live and to show who I am and not hold back like I have done a lot in my life. I felt very peaceful when I first saw you, and I want to experience more of that. Love, John Martin. Where's John Martin? You've been there before? First time?
Yes.
How long you been there now?
2 weeks.
You start landing now? Slowly?
Slowly.
So it's good you write. I will help you to land. Okay? Are you ready? This is tiring all the time trying to hover, no? It's good to just relax. Then landing happens by itself. You say, I'm very thankful that I came to this place. I have felt both sadness, anger, and joy, and I see myself in so many new ways. In this place, everything will come up, and you have so many sides in yourself, and this place is for people who wants to know themselves in all the different colors. Then everything will come up, so you have to allow everything. Don't have any preference, because whatever comes up is supposed to come up. I want to live and show who I am, and not hold back like I have done a lot of in my life. Then who are you then? Who is this who wants to show himself? How could he show who he is? You have any idea how he could show that? In which way would be good to show who you are? Express it, no? Because you've been holding back. That is the only way. You have to find out who you are. If you know who you are, then you just relax then. What is to show then? You know who you are. But on the way, it's very important to express. And that is very difficult because you've been practicing holding back like everybody the whole life. Yeah? So it feels a bit tight to go the opposite, but that is what is knocking on the door. I want to live and show who I am and not hold back like I have done a lot of in my life. Yeah, now you know that side. Most people here, they know that side, how it is to hold back. No, they want to be free. That's what this place is about. You have to get free now. Then you have to help yourself. I can make things available. So many techniques is available. But you have to also help yourself. Yeah? Express yourself. How could you I want to live and show who I am. What would be the best way now? To show who you are. Don't think. John Martin, I will play you a song, okay? Don't worry. You're a good girl. Listen. It's not always we know what's going on, or you can't think, you just have to jump into it. That is how expressions is. You can't think. You have to express. No, you again now. He almost have it. That's how it going, John Mott. I play your song. Do do don 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 don. What's going on? What's going on? And I say, hey, 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 hey. I say, hey, what's going on? You don't think what's going on. It's too much happening for that, John Martin. And you have to learn just to jump in, no? Like that. How does it feel? Good, no? You say, I felt very peaceful when I first saw you. And I want to experience more of that. That is even better, because that goes even deeper than you want to live and show who you are. That peace that you felt when you saw me. There is a beautiful saying of Rumi. He says, if you come to this meeting, to this gathering, and you don't feel anything, if no joy, no tears, then you must be made of stone. And you say, I felt very peaceful when I first saw you, and I want to experience more of that. That is very good. Because some people, they don't feel anything. They just come. They're just like rocks. And then they go before they have dropped their rock syndrome. But that's a very good sign you felt something. You have different stages, John Martin. And it's very important now, this that you want to live and express. You can say there is three different stages. The mystics and the masters has always been talking about different ways how to communicate that which cannot be really said. One beautiful way, they talk about the camel, the lion, and the child, the original man. The camel is where everybody is. All 90% of human beings, they are like camels. Camels are very good people, nothing against camels. But there's more to human beings than being a camel. Camel is a very good worker and he can survive very long time going through the desert. He has so much water inside his body. Storage tank. These are human beings also, they store a lot of stuff. But they don't need to go along over the desert. They have forgotten that they don't need all this. The camel need it, but humans, they don't need all that stuff. And on the camel stage, you're not aware of it, that you are carrying so much stuff from the past. And the camel, he doesn't say anything for himself. He's still not become to that stage where he wants to break free, which is what is that touching you. Because I show you something else, how it is to be free, then this thought comes into you that is being dormant in there. Camel, they don't think about that. They get told, they get told what to do. That is the camel stage. And most human beings, they are in that stage. Camels, they fit perfectly in into the society, into the religion that they are born into maybe the political party. They're doing the same thing year in, year out. They don't think for themselves. That is the camels. They are good soldiers. They kill for their country, for the fatherland, the motherland. And they're still doing this. And they have to feel that they are fitting in because they don't know how it is to be outside and start thinking for themselves. They walk on a line like every other camel and they don't even think where they are going because somebody is leading them. That is how it is. But that intelligent humans, they will feel some uneasiness. The more intelligent you are, the more you will feel this uneasiness starting. That is more to life than just this, to be obedient, to be a slave, to not to think, to just fit in. How can I express myself? Everybody wants to do what they want to do, not what society tells them, or the parents tell them, or the teachers tell them. But that is what everybody is doing. And then a deep uneasiness. Because you haven't unfolded yourself. The camel stage is this, when I say goody goody, they are just goody goody. They just want to fit in. They don't know how to be wild. They can even think that they are very religious camels, very spiritual camels, But still the camel, because they haven't any oomph, they don't have any energy. You first have to say no, you have to first rebel. You have to rebel against the negative before this yes becomes of any value. Most people, they say just yes because they want to please, they want to be nice, they want to other people to like them. That is the camel stage. They don't want to stick out. Then the next stage, that is the lions. They rebel. They start going their own way. That is a very little percentage. If it's 90% camels, 10% lions. They will always be outsiders. And if you start breaking out, then all the camels will scream after you. You are going crazy. This is dangerous. You will get lost. What are you doing? What you think you are just a camel. And you think you can start going your own way? That's where something has to happen inside, some intelligence that you want to break free. You had enough. You want to find out for yourself. But that very few people who does that. So, if the camel was negative, then the lion is positive. But remember, it's not the and, it's just the balance for the camel stage. Because very few people in the first place manage to break free. That is the people who is more rebellious, who is doing their own thing. Creative people, artists, poets, explorers, they trying to do something, follow their own heart. But it's still their heart, it's not part of the big heart. They are still not content because they are just fulfilling their ego. Much better than the camel. It's much better to be a lion, but at least you are more alive. That's what you reminded me. You want to be alive. You want to express. And the lion express. And the lion doesn't think. When he's hungry, he eats. He kills somebody. That's what lion does. This is also the danger in this lion stage for the humans, because they can get very sure in their egos. They can get very strong. Now they have broken out of the camels, now they can get very arrogant. They can even hurt other people, look down on the camels, that they are better. Yeah, in a way it is better, but don't let it go to your head that you have managed to break out. It's just a balance to the camel stage. And everybody has to do that if they want to grow. The mystics, they always said that beyond is the child, the innocent man, the original man. That you can only come from the lion. You cannot go straight from the camel to the original man. That's why it's so important to express yourself, to see what you've been eating, to see all the stuff that you have done, to understand how you function. You can't go straight from unconsciousness to consciousness. The camel is unconscious. The lion is half-half, subconscious. Sometimes he's conscious, sometimes he's asleep. And he's rebelling against being a camel. Because he is hurt. That how could he behave so stupid? He's really a lion. But it's just a reaction. And that is what all the people who wants to rebel also are revolutionaries. Nothing good has happened out of that. You can't do anything with violence. Yes, you can break out and feel it, but don't be violent to other people. So very few people breaks free from the camels to become themselves, to start living their dreams, their ideas, their creativity. And from that, even less people go further. Because then they think, in the masses, they think they have gone so far. They are unique. No, they have stood up for themselves. So only if they get reminded, these people, if they get reminded, if they see something that is beyond, no, I have proven myself, then they see a real man, an innocent man, then maybe something gets triggered. It's something more. This person is not a camel, he is not a lion. Then something will come up, and then maybe it feels some peace. Some peace that you never felt before. Some kind of sensation that you never felt before. That means something in your being is start getting attracted. It wants peace. It wants freedom. It wants silence, it wants understanding. So it's very important first, do what you want, but don't get stuck there. Some people come here also and they are just starting this lion stage, they're a little, and they want to do their own things. Because they haven't rebelled, they haven't stood up for themselves. And in this stage is rebellion against all authority. Like you want to be free from school. The teacher shouldn't tell you something. But this is not a school. So watch your mind. Because only a mature lion is start getting ready for satsang. When you have gone through that stage and know you want peace. No, you have shown yourself. A young lion, that always has to show off them. Because he has so much to show off that I'm really... He doubted himself that he's a lion. So he has to show it again and again and again and again. Because still afraid. Maybe he falls back into being a camel. He has to practice being a lion. And then that, he does many stupid things also. Maybe he loses his voice if he's doing this, wow, wow, like that. And then when he has seen, no, he can do anything, he can fight, he can scream, he can scare people. If he is so lucky to see somebody who is beyond that, which is very, very difficult, that is only a master, a mystic who can give you that. So the camels, they have even no idea. They can't even recognize a master, a mystic. They can't recognize a Jesus, a Buddha. It's impossible. They are camels. They're doing their job. What do they know about spiritual things? The lion is small. He has some kind of feeling because he sees something that is even more rebellious than he could do just by being nobody. He can't understand it. But at least he has his own intelligence. The camel doesn't have his own intelligence. The masses don't have their own intelligence. They are just whatever the society has been telling them. They don't think for themselves. The lion, at least it thinks for itself. And the original man doesn't need to think. Because he has trust. And there is no fear that he's going to fall back to the camel states. So only lions can really understand that, and also mature lions, to really find peace. Otherwise you always have something you have to show, unconscious or conscious. No, you want peace. That means, no, you have to learn a different lesson now. Because the lions, they taught you just growling and fighting and killing. Yes, maybe you got strong in yourself, but no, you have to drop all that. So that's why it's good that you get out all this energy, because you need the energy to free yourself from the past. You need to express yourself, you need to feel the different energies, but don't get stuck there. It's not for an ego purpose, it's just the cleansing. Do you feel that you have the strength to go further? So it's a good sign. You felt very peaceful when I first saw you, and I want to experience more of that. Good. If you really want to experience more of that, then you can do anything that comes on the path. That is the easiest. If you know you want it, then you do whatever you get told and whatever comes up. Because you know that this is what you want. There is no doubt. Then you become a good disciple. It's like when I talk about the coconut. No, the camel is the coconut. No, this is my own language. The coconut, that's the camel. The mango, that is the lion. It's soft, it's sweet, but they still have a rock there inside, a big rock. That is hidden beyond that juicy meat. Big rock. Almost half-half. Half juicy, half rock. Then you have the marshmallow stage. Wherever you poke it, it's soft. And not only that, he knows it. Just poke me. Poke me anywhere. And it's soft, and it's real soft. Very nice. That's the three stages. That's the camel, the lion, and the child. And remember, the child is better than the little child. Because the little child is not wise. He has the innocence, but he doesn't know it. But when you first lose your innocence, then you come to a stage where you want to regain it. Then if you manage to do that whole clean out, then when the innocence comes back again, then it comes with the intelligence of life. Then you understand also. Because then you have been lost, you have come back again. Then you are a wise child or a mystic. That is the same thing. That's what they call the sage. Like a child, like Lao Tzu. Bodhidharma, one of my old friends, Bodhidharma, he went to China. From India, he walked over the Himalayas, and then the Emperor of China, he have heard about him, that the great Buddhist master was coming, and he wanted to meet him, and he met him on the border, and then Bodhidharma, he came and he put one shoe on his head and one on the foot. And the Emperor of China, he couldn't really behave normal, because what was this with that dirty shoe on his head? And then he started talking to Bodhidharma that he was such a good Buddhist, he had built many, many temples. And then Bodhidharma saw that no hope. He is talking about all what he has been doing. But it's not in the action, it's where you are. These people are crazy. But it is a reason for it. It is trying to get you out of the mind. If the emperor said, "Whoa, you look really far out with that shoe on your head. Wow, can I borrow the other one?" Then he, Bodhidharma, would say, "Come on, let's have a cup of tea." But no, he was very educated emperor, no? He was just bragging about how many Buddhist temples he had made. Who cares? All Bodhidharmas know that you don't find Buddha in the temple. Okay. Back to Jon Martin. And back to 2010. You young man, Here you, all the meditation and all this Bodhidharma talking camels and, And have you seen all these beautiful women, What do you think about that? It's almost too much, no? This is not an ordinary ashram. This is much worse. This is the real test. I'm introducing you now. Novi, evolve to the next level. Okay.
Send this one out to the gym. Let's go. New York, dog. I can see y'all in there late at night. Screaming out to stand when your girl's stressing you out. Crazy. Don't let the ladies free on that, fellas. Maybe do the same thing y'all be doing. Turn up my symphony, man. Turn up my symphony. Drop a beat.
No!
Guys. Look at all my prisoners. What's up with sports? Straight up, this the new anthem for everybody working hard, trying to make that money. Just cause she's dancing, go, it don't make her a hundo. Maxine do stretches on her arm, we go into disco. We gonna need a little tomato. Call up my mama, said I'm in love with this triple yo. 10 grand, let me see you shake it like you got my dog to your body. If you was meant to be a celebrity, 20 grand, no, it's a sin, but they phone.
Okay? Feeling better now? Okay. So it's important. Free yourself from the camel stage. Express yourself. And do your own thing. And then settle down, if you're so lucky. Beloved Baba, this is my first time here in a retreat with you in Norway. I'm very happy in getting to know the country where you were born. Here, where we are staying, is very silent, beautiful, and I feel at home. Yes, Kamaline, it's very silent here, no? Here where we are staying is very silent, beautiful, and I feel at home. I have been spending wonderful days in this retreat, learning a lot. I feel my heart is happy. People who like beautiful places, silent places, they always enjoy here. In 2008, while Ashish was here at the retreat and I was still in Brasilia, I had a dream and you were looking into my eyes, smiling, and said, "Come, let's go for a bicycle ride." I love riding bicycles. Me too. I am enjoying a lot to do this here in this paradise. It's perfect for bicycling here. You have bicycle already?
Yes.
Who gave you bicycle?
Dayanano.
Dayanano?
Yes.
He had from last time?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Kamalini? Thank you very much, my master, for being here with us. Amidst so many flowers of all sizes and colors, but all with the same fragrance of love released by you. Thank you. I love you, Kamalini. When you go back?
On Monday.
To Floripa?
Yeah.
Very good. And where is Ashish? How is it going, Ashish?
Very, very, very good.
You went traveling other places too? You said you were going somewhere else? No, you came straight here. That's good. Keep the best, forget the rest. That's how it is. We try something, go here and there. No, for what? Mudini, she's in Greece. She wrote to me. I'm sitting in my balcony in Greece with a very nice view. I'm not involved in what's going on around me. I don't care and I don't want to be involved. And I feel very happy with that. There is no mind anymore that says that anything should be different. It's so good to feel more acceptance inside for what it is. Because things are coming up, suddenly I'm feeling uneasy, irritated, joy, but there is always a neutral space behind it. This place is nice, but it's full of tourists. But the main thing is, this trip makes me see how little interested I am in this so-called normal world. And we just talked about the camel, no? Let's see what she could do right. Next time she would say, "I'm not interested in this normal camel world. I don't belong in it anymore. And it's so good to feel that I can stay with myself, feeling more centered in it, but still not part of it. And I don't want to spend much time in these kind of places and energies anymore. For what? I don't want and I don't need to, and I'm happy." And when I'm away, it feels like I'm slowly, slowly realizing deeper and deeper inside of me how precious it is to be with you, that you are available for us. I feel compassion with all the people that have no idea about the gifts that are hidden inside them. And I feel an unspeakable gratefulness to you for showing me these gifts, for helping me to remember who I am, so I can start growing in truth. And on Sunday, I will be back in paradise. I love you, Modini. Sometimes it's good to go away also, because then you see that's how it happened. No? When you go away, then you see. Then she sees very clearly that it's finished. Ice is slowly melting. May everybody be flowing and free. Om Shanti.